You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The World Health Organization says that the COVID situation continues to remain fragile and critical around the world. And India needs to be extremely careful. What's more concerning is that some experts feel vaccines alone are not enough to defeat the virus at this stage. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight Podcast. I'm your host Kanishka Sarkar and I'll bring to you all the top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. I will also talk about what WHO's chief scientist told CNBC TV 18 in an exclusive interview about the virus. But first, here's a look at India's infection tally as of July 8th. The country recorded over 45,000 new cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. But there has also been a spike of nearly 800 active cases in India. According to the Health Ministry, it is the first time in 56 days that the active cases have witnessed an uptick. Now, WHO Chief Scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, in an exclusive interview with CNBC TV 18, said that the pandemic situation around the world remains fragile and critical. She highlighted that India needs to be extremely careful since large sections of the population remain vulnerable to COVID-19. Even as India is ramping up vaccination across the country, it is not yet at the primary level of inoculations. Swaminathan added that there has been a rise in cases the world over in the past 2 weeks. She cited the Delta variant, which has spread to over 100 countries, that last led to the rise in cases. Commenting on the variant's high transmissibility, the WHO scientist said, if the original strain could infect 3 people, the Delta variant can infect 6 to 8 people. The other reasons Swaminathan attributed to the spike in cases are an increase in social mixing, relaxation of public health measures, and a low rate of vaccination. She added that the general feeling among people is that once a certain proportion of the population is vaccinated, things will be normal. But that isn't necessarily true. There's still a chance that despite vaccination, one can contract and/or transmit the virus. She said, and I quote, even if 70% of the population is vaccinated, there's still a 30% of the population that is susceptible. Vaccines alone are not enough at this stage of pandemic. We need to continue with other measures such as distancing, masks. The government needs to continue with testing and tracking, unquote. She added that we need to get to the stage of giving primary vaccination to at least 60 to 70% of the population. Nations can learn from countries like the UK that are planning to provide booster shots. The top WHO official, however, clarified that the World Health Body will not be recommending any booster shot anytime soon, and that their focus is on widening the scope of primary vaccinations. Sharing an update on the WHO approval for Covaxin, Swaminathan said phase 3 data is encouraging and they expect data submissions to be completed by this week and a decision is likely to be taken by mid to late August. Next up is an update on travel curbs. Oman has indefinitely suspended passenger flights from 24 countries, including India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, as the Gulf nation's effort to contain the spread of the virus. Now, drug firm Mankind Pharma said it has received license from the Defense Research and Development Organization to manufacture and market 2DG, the drug used for treatment of COVID-19. Moving on, French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi and its British partner GlaxoSmithKline have received approval for their phase 3 clinical study in India to assess the safety, efficacy, and immunogenicity of their COVID vaccine candidate. According to Sanofi's statement, the global randomized double-blind phase 3 study will include more than 35,000 volunteers aged 18 and above across sites in the US, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Now a look at the pandemic news on the global front. the global death toll from COVID has surpassed 4 million, as the crisis increasingly becomes a race between the vaccine and the highly contagious Delta variant. The UK recorded more than 30,000 daily coronavirus infections for the first time since January. This comes at a time when the British government is preparing to lift all the remaining restrictions in England. Meanwhile, in Japan, the Prime Minister has formally declared a state of emergency in Tokyo. Restrictions have been put in place until August 22nd to curb the COVID infections. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.